Hello, yes, I'm here. It's been a little bit. I had a near-death experience, and I just need to talk about this because obviously this is a character building moment. So, I was just literally on the verge of death. And I know I exaggerate a lot. This is sadly not an exaggeration. I wish it was. Not true. Or an exaggeration, but no, I near death. And, it was so goddamn intense. I don't even know how the fuck else to say that. And it started happening in the AM, like early AM. And nobody in the house was up yet. And so I just thought, okay, I have so much time to get it the fuck together and be cool. And it wasn't cool. I couldn't get it together. I struggled so much. That's an understatement. God, it's kind of making me feel like I shouldn't exaggerate so much or be so dramatic, because I feel like I'm not doing this enough justice. But this was the first time I had this intense of an issue. And it's annoying. It gets annoying. There are several points where I just exert energy out of frustration. And I think the most frustrating thing about that is the fact that I knew it was pointless. And in fact, even worse to do. Like, I should have just not expelled any energy on that. But I couldn't help it. I didn't have control. So obviously, the little things I could, I guess. It's not a good thing to do, but it's what I was fucking doing. And this goes on for fucking hours until everybody wakes up. And then, well, my partner wakes up first, obviously. And I'm like, don't take this out on him. It's not his fault. But of course I did, because I started to panic. And I just went through waves of like, be cool, be cool, be cool. We're gonna get through this. So, like, we're fucking gonna die right now, probably. So, of course, I like yelled at him here and there, but I really did not know it was gonna happen. And you know what's like fucking so ridiculous? Because just how I am, I obviously at this point was like, oh no, I'm gonna ruin Christmas. What is it happened the day before Christmas Eve. And you know what I realized? I realized just how much I'm still not like available for the people around me to help me. Like, I still actively take so many measures to ensure that I'm not even seen like this. Because when I have like moments of this shit, I always need to be alone. And I always act like it's fine. I always act like I'm okay and I'm not freaking out. But it's like a show that I do. And then I get to the bathroom and lock the door and I'm like, now I deal with it. Trying not to be in panic mode, but like, I just really embody like my own wounds. And this episode really made me see that, just how much I'm still doing that, but also the strides I've made, because once everybody's awake, I just start realizing how helpless this situation is and how much of this I put on myself, which honestly is mine to have. It's my body, my life. I should take responsibility for this, and I do. But I go to levels to make this happen, and it's so weird that I do this. It makes sense, but it's such an intricate thing that I do, and I do it so easily that I don't even realize. I didn't even realize till this experience. And so everybody's seeing me, and it's embarrassing and humiliating for me, which are weird feelings to feel in a moment like this. I felt them nevertheless. And, you know, I really fucking struggled with this a lot, hardcore. Like, they would get close to me, and I would start panicking. Like, I wanted to yell at them and be like, get away from me. Leave me alone. Don't look at me. But I, like, first of all, I couldn't fucking do that. I did not have enough energy at all to fucking do that. Secondly, I didn't want to panic. I can't just give in to my panic and then, like, crash the ship. Like, these are the moments, right? And then I started hearing that, like, these are the moments that make us. And I'm like, I'm gonna die right now. Fuck your moments. But I just keep going back and forth, like, positive to panic. Like, I even put on, like, my meditations. Like, first, actually, I put on my positive playlist. I couldn't do it. I put on my, like, speakers for a while. Couldn't do it. Put on just, like, music. Like, vibrations to change my state. Like, I was doing the most. And nothing was working. And I would get to this level where I'm annoyed. And then I can't do it. And I need to do something else. And the fact that I was even getting annoyed is so debilitating. I could have probably fix it sooner, or at the very least been better at enjoying the journey of suffering at that level. But, you know, I never had this like this. And I just can't get it together. But I realized that I am letting these people in, and they're taking care of me. It's so amazing. And I didn't, like, yell at any of them in that way, except for mine. But I apologize later. Not that that's any of your business. Don't know why I said that. But then I just, like, I don't know, they tried to talk to me. It was too much. I was, like, way too much in my head trying to be self-proactive in fixing this shit. And, it was a fucking struggle. Finally, my husband left to get me stuff, and I was left alone with somebody, and it's somebody that, like, I need to be the example for. I mean, that's who I'm trying to be regardless, just because how I want to live. But this is in somebody on all accounts that I want to be and should be able to conduct myself in a responsible manner in front of, because, like, that's what they should be seeing. A positive leadership individual type person who's especially figuring it out when the going gets super fucking tough and we're about to die. But I found myself every now and then having to say, like, I'm fucking terrified right now. And it was just like a sentence like that, just one. And I just couldn't hold it in. I just told myself, I just need to say it. If I say it out loud, then I can continue to not think about that and not panic and think about the good stuff and the positives. But I was getting real pissed off because nothing was working. And I was, like, asking for help. And I'm like, I need help, you know, to the ethers. But also, side note, I might just be fucking crazy and hearing voices that aren't there. But either way, this is a tool that I use to teach me how to develop a better character, so I'm gonna keep doing it regardless. But I'm not getting, like, the help that I need. And I'm, like, shoving down medicine because normally that helps and it settles down, but it wasn't working. And I hadn't eaten yet. And when I do that, I tend to puke, which I ended up doing. Then I was, like, losing control of my bodily functions. And not in an intense way, but in a way that I've obviously never had before. So it felt intense and it was weird. And I just, like, I couldn't fucking move. It was so hard to move. It took so much out of me to do anything. I couldn't even sit up straight. Like, I was fucking... That shit was wild. Oh my gosh. So I'm talking to my people in the ethers in that desperate way people get where you're just, like, bargaining. I went through all those steps. And I don't know the words to express how fucking alone and frightening it was. And even more so to be around people who genuinely care about me but couldn't do anything. And I still, like, felt this weird responsibility to, like, keep it together, which I stand by now after the fact, because again, I want to be this kind of person. I don't give a fuck what circumstances are happening. I need to keep it together as best I can and, like, figure out how to enjoy it. And that's just what I want to do, and I won't be talked out of it. But I didn't keep it together, really. And towards the end of it, I was, like, really losing it, freaking out more. And luckily, I got what I needed, and it, like, cleared up, but I lost it. I was really panicking. Who wouldn't? Like, what? And that's literally, these are the moments that matter to me. This is like zombie apocalypse moment, life and death. And in the future, I'm going to handle this so much fucking better that people are going to be like, it looks so easy. I can do it. But for now, I'm not even close to being that. Better than I was before, but not even close. And it's fucking weird. But it's nice to check in with myself and see that I'm doing a lot of things right. It feels so bleak, but in those moments, I see what really matters, and I'm on fucking track. And it doesn't matter that nobody understands the track. Maybe can't even see it. I know I can't. It's just... I gotta do it. I gotta do it my way. And I will. It's a privilege. I just felt extreme gratitude afterward in knowing this. So, bitch, relax. Vanessa, we're gonna struggle and almost die sometimes, probably. We just need to figure out how to cruise that shit. Because we've done everything necessary for us to live the life we wanted and want. And so if we go out like that, fine. Even if we didn't get to the end goals, doesn't matter. The journey does. And who we're becoming is what matters the most. And that seemed impossible, but look at us now. Not dead. Not fucking dead. And, fuck, man. What in the world? I just need to fucking keep this in mind, in perspective, and keep moving as best as I can. Like, I wish I was talking more, but I'm not mad at myself. It just is what it is. And I'm doing what I'm fucking doing. And it feels right. So I know it's right. But it doesn't always feel like that. And I'm definitely alone a lot, which is nice. But, you know, also it could be annoying at times. So it just makes me more appreciative of people around me and building genuine long-term relationships with quality and value that lasts. And last, no, I'm not gonna say what it was because I fucking refuse to go out like this, okay? I'm not gonna fucking have this shit. Fuck this shit. I'm getting rid of it and I don't give a fuck. I've decided that day that this is what it is now. I will never have this. And I don't care how fucking long it takes to get rid of it. I don't care how crazy I sound and look. I already do with so many things look crazy. So fuck it, thug life. I'm not gonna be the kind of person who's crippled by this shit. And I'm not gonna believe that I am gonna have it forever. Fuck no. Miracles happen all the goddamn time. And I will be one of them. All the time, every time. I don't care how fucking ridiculous it sounds. The point here is Vanessa... this is how we're living now. We gotta prove to ourselves that this is gonna work. It works. We already know. And we just gotta feed that loop until it's continuous. And then we can be on a better fucking wheel. Happier. And not fucking hating everything and everyone. Because we know deep down it's our inadequacies. Okay? So fuck it. We refuse to name it. You do not exist. I will get rid of this. I'll do whatever it fucking takes for my now high school, obviously. But I will rid myself of this. And when I do, bitch, I'm fucking trying to be inspirational right now. We just don't, whatever, we don't give a fuck, okay? We're not gonna have this anymore. We don't have it. We're done. We're done with this shit. Fuck this shit. we're healthy. We're perfectly healthy. And we're gonna be until we really are. We're gonna force ourselves to believe it. But in a way that's flowing and ebbing. Not actual pushing down your throat. We're gonna figure it out. And you know what? We're gonna keep building our character and taking care of ourselves and the people that we love. And just figuring this bullshit out. Okay? Because I did not come to this fucking cesspool of a hell as a human to have these fucking limitations. You know, if I gotta face adversities, fine. If they gotta be intense, great. Bring it on. But they're not gonna be this bullshit anymore. We're moving on up. We're finding new problems. New solutions. New journeys, new stories. And people can come with us or laugh at us. We don't give a fuck. We're gonna get where we're going or we're fucking dead. And then somebody else in my goddamn family line, hopefully, pick this fucking shit up. And do your thing with it. Doesn't have to be the specific thing. But you know what I mean. The concept of just being an individual refusing to be sucked up in this fucking hell. Because it sucks here and I hate it. And it just teach a lot of lessons. So let's fucking learn them and have fun. But let's stop not learning the old lessons. Let's fucking do this shit so we can move on to greener, better pastures. And also, if by some weird density, this shit's trying to be intentional, fuck out my face. Enjoy it while you can, because we're done. Vanessa's fucking done with this shit now. Do little tricks. Try something else. Because this ship has fucking sailed. Okay? Done. You want to try to fucking obliterate me? Great. You're going to be forced to level up with me then, bitch. You're welcome. I just make everything and everyone better. And that's why we work on ourselves. But also, if we don't make other people better, we don't care. Not our problem, not our job. Let's fucking stick to it. We're gonna figure it out. We're getting there. We did not fucking die, bitch. Game on. Okay? Motherfucking checkmate. And that's all I have to say about this, so peace.